Aquarius, this is your horoscope for June 2021. Aquarius, one of the most important aspects of this month for you is the square between Saturn in your sign and Uranus in Taurus. We had this first square out of three on February 17th, 2021. The second one is taking place on June 14th, 2021. And the third and final one this year is taking place on December 21st. Saturn transiting over our sun sign in a very basic way represents taking ultimate responsibility for every aspect in our lives. I would not be surprised if Aquarius is finding themselves under some pressure when it comes to work, when it comes to figuring out where they're going to live, when it comes to figuring out what types of relationships that they want to have, and all of the stuff that comes with being a responsible adult. Look, Saturn has only been in Aquarius for 6 months and is going to remain there till 2023. Now, it doesn't have to be a difficult transit unless you're resisting having to be a responsible adult in your life. Then it'll suck. But otherwise, if you're leaning into the responsibility of your life, I mean, and why wouldn't you? No one is going to take care of your life or of you better than you. And no one is going to come and rescue you in any way. And that's what Saturn transiting over our sun represents, okay? So with that said, the square of Saturn in Aquarius to Uranus in Taurus, and Taurus is in the fourth house of the sense of home, our actual home, our sense of belonging, family history, represents you liberating yourself from an idea of home, from a conditioned idea of home, and creating your own. The thing is that because these squares are happening in fixed signs, you're a fixed sign, Taurus is a fixed sign, the change feels difficult. And it probably feels more difficult than it should. So what I will say to you, if you find yourself really just freaking kicking rocks along the way of having to take responsibility for your life, really come back to presence, look at the bigger picture, and ask yourself, is this really that difficult? Does this really have to be that difficult? Or am I making it difficult because I don't want to change? Okay? It's a very honest question to come back to that you'll probably have to come back to from time to time. But look, both parts of your chart, Saturn and Taurus, are going through transformation. Once both Uranus and Saturn are done with their transits over those signs in your chart, your life will look vastly, vastly different than it has in the last couple of years. And the best way to love that is to understand that you're the one creating it. And if you're the one creating it, if you have the free will to create it, then you can essentially create anything you want. Dream big, think big, and understand that you are at a time in which your life can go any direction that you want it to. You just have to lean into change. You don't have to have it all figured out. You do have to have good intentions in your heart, but you don't have to do things the same. It doesn't have to be that hard, okay? With that said, now let me get into the month as I go to it week by week. The first week of the month finds us experiencing a ton of water energy. We have Mars in Cancer creating a trine to Neptune in Pisces on June 1st. On June 2nd, Venus enters Cancer. And on June 3rd, Venus creates a trine to Jupiter in Pisces. This for you falls, Cancer is your sector of the sixth house, which is the sector of the day-to-day, daily routine, your health, your body. And Pisces is in the second house, okay? So this can be bringing up questions about, on a more practical level, Can I afford to join a gym? Can I afford to, you know, enter this workout challenge? Can I afford to buy the supplements that I know I need for my health situation? And having to kind of, you know, get your things in order so that you have the money to do something that you know you need to do. Because that's the thing. Both Mars and Venus are transiting that sixth house of the day-to-day of your health and your body. So if there is something that you find that you need and for some reason find yourself not being able to currently afford it, what else do you need to cut out in order for this to be a possibility? Because this is a priority, okay? And Venus and Cancer, they're in the sixth house helping you and letting you know that you can always ask others for help if you need it, okay? Now, on a more metaphysical level, on a more spiritual level, this is really kind and compassionate energy that, especially in the second house with Pisces there, reminds you to be kind and compassionate with the process of building your life practically from scratch. It is not an easy feat. You don't have to have to figure, you don't have to have it figured out. And chances are that you will not have a glimpse of having life figured out. I mean, ever. But as we're talking about these transits, really till the end of the year, okay? You'll have a greater sense of grounding and footing into this new space by the end of the year. And look, don't worry about it. It will all fall into place. These eclipses that we're experiencing are in your... This new moon eclipse in Gemini happening on June 10th is in your fifth house of creativity and joy. This eclipse is asking you to lean into, on the one hand, more creative ways to rebuild your life, that life doesn't have to be built upon tradition that you were conditioned by, and two, to lean into the things that make you happy, because from that state is how you're going to be able to enjoy this process a lot more. I mean, look, Saturn transits over our sun tend to feel heavy. But the fact that you're having a new moon eclipse in the fifth house of creativity, joy, and the flirtatious and honeymoon phase of romance means that there are other parts of your life that are important. And that, yes, you have plenty of time to adult, and you will be consistent, and you will be committed. But don't forget about the joys of life. Remember, this rebuilding of life doesn't have to be difficult. The thing with fixed signs like Aquarius, Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio is that they believe that in order for things to feel like they're worth it, they have to be hard, and they don't. So pay attention to the fact that your fifth house of creativity, joy, happiness, children, the inner child, is being highlighted in such a significant way with an eclipse so that you lean into that. That means that a lot of your energy needs to come from just genuinely feeling happy in life, okay? On the same day of the eclipse, which is June 10th, we have the Sun and Mercury coming together during Mercury's retrograde phase. In astrology, we call this an inferior conjunction. Anytime that the Sun and Mercury meet during the retrograde phase, it represents a time of a cosmic download, an aha moment, a message that you get from someone unexpectedly through text, email, a call, or you're having a conversation with someone and they say something about something you were thinking about a few days ago and you're like, oh my God, that's a sign. Pay attention to that week. Pay attention to the signs that come to you, because it has a lot to do, on the one hand, with a potential romantic partner coming into your life, a significant one, in which things can speed up in the way that by the time the end of the year comes, you find yourself in a really loving and serious relationship. And it can also represent a time in which, if you work for yourself or you work creatively, you can, in July, not June, you can in July launch a new project, launch a new creative project, and watch it grow and flourish into something really beautiful by the end of the year, okay? Now, on June 14th, I mentioned the Saturn square Uranus at the beginning of this audio, so I'll just skip through that day. That's the day, June 14th, is the day that these two planets create an exact 90 degree angle to one another. So what I will say is think back to February, think back on what unfolded regarding you and your sense of home and you and rebuilding your life, and what was brought up in February about those themes. See where you are now when those themes are brought up again in June. And make a note of them, because it's going to matter in December when we have the third and final square between Saturn and Uranus, okay? On June 20th, we have the summer solstice, which means that the sun goes into Cancer and we officially begin Cancer season. For you, this is on your sixth house of the day to day. Look, this is a really lovely cosmic opening for you to begin setting the stone, planting the seeds, setting the groundwork for new routines. Okay, remember I talked about energy, Cancer energy earlier on in the audio. I told you what that means in a way, but because the solstice represents the outlook of the next 3 months, so really of the summer season until we get into the fall, this is a really great time to prioritize health if you need it, to prioritize workout regimens, to prioritize time management skills, to really work out of a calendar if you don't, to really get your day-to-day on point and organized. But remember, be flexible, be kind, and understand that if you fall off the wagon a little bit, it's not a big deal, unless it has to do with your health. Your health is really important, and you need to take care of that, because having water energy in the sixth house of health and body can sometimes delay the recognition or the diagnosis of something happening in the body. Now, I am not trying to scare you here. I am not giving you a diagnosis. I am not saying that there is something wrong with you. No, but what I am saying is that if it's about your health, get on it. If it's about the day-to-day and your routine, obviously be committed, be disciplined, but don't be hard on yourself, okay? On June 24th, we have the full moon in Capricorn. We haven't had much Capricorn action really since December of last year, because this entire year, it's been all about your sign, all about Aquarius, all about Taurus, all about this fixed energy. This is the first time in the year, really, that we get a significant Capricornian event. This is a full moon, and for you, it's in your 12th house of the subconscious, of working behind the scenes of something. And because it's a full moon, it's an emotional event. So this, if you work with a therapist or a coach, can represent a time in which something that you thought that you had gotten over kind of peeks its head and you realize that there's still a little bit more processing to do, which is totally fine. If you've been working on a project or work or something, this is a time in which you finally see it come to fruition, and then you take the month of July to present it to a much larger audience. But I will say, pay attention to what comes up with this full moon, because at the end of the year, Venus is going to go retrograde in Capricorn, which will be again in your 12th house of the subconscious. This is going to have to do with how you deal with relationships. And my love, anytime we have Saturn transiting over our sun, it directly affects the opposite house, which is the seventh house of partnerships. Any baggage that you have regarding relationships needs to be dealt with so that you can go into a new relationship from a much healthier place. Okay? With that said, I hope that this is helpful. May you come back to this horoscope as the month goes on so that you can follow your process. As always, follow me on Consciousness Circle as I will delve in a more detailed way on a ton of more aspects that I do not have time to go over because I don't want to confuse you. So may this be helpful. Have a beautiful June.